The big list of all the little things. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. This is the time of year when brand new teachers are preparing classrooms for the very first time. Other teachers, some with significant years under their belts, are moving from one school and beginning in another. Both groups face a significant learning curve because every school is unique with its own procedures, traditions, and personalities. This post addresses teachers specifically. However, the concept and many of the examples apply to people in many fields who are taking on new roles in new locations. So much to do, so much to learn. The learning curve is steep. The time is short. What if the new teacher had a checklist to make induction more systematic and far easier? This episode supplies that tool. If you are a new teacher or you care about someone who is, share this episode with them. It's a list of the little stuff, but these little things add up to being ready when the first bell sounds. When you're new to the job, being ready is a really big thing. First, let's talk about the people you'll meet. Education is a people profession. If your initial year is successful, you'll look back on it and remember specific people who helped to make it so. Get to know them before you need them. Have you met and begun to form good relationships with these people in your school? The principal, the assistant principal, guidance counselor, school psychologist, special education team, teachers at your grade level, professional development coordinator, union representative, administrative assistant, the secretary or bookkeeper, the school nurse, the custodians, the cafeteria staff, the library or media specialist, special teachers in PE, art, music, foreign language, aides, mentor teacher, the president of the PTA or PTO, the school board members, if your principal thinks it's a good idea. Next is about the places you'll find. You don't have to spend the first week of school being lost. Take some time now to acquaint yourself with the building. Do you know how to find each of the following places in your new school? The main office. Classrooms. Do you know where the other grade levels, wings, or pods are located? Student bathrooms. Staff bathrooms. The teacher's lounge, the media center, supply rooms, the custodian's closet, the cafeteria, the auditorium, the gymnasium and locker rooms, the teacher workroom where the copier, paper cutter, etc. is located, the door you should use for fire drills, and where to stand during fire drills. Next, let's talk about the equipment you'll use. Some of the most stressful moments come when equipment does not work. Often the fault is not with the equipment. The user hasn't taken the time to learn how to use it. Do you know how to operate the following pieces of equipment in your new school? Taking time now will save time later. The copier, with any needed code you have to supply. Computers. The networking system for those computers. The projector and how to connect it to your computer. The document camera. TV, DVD, the laminator, the paper cutter, the die-cut machine, the spiral bookmaker. Take a little time now while you have some time to master these tools. Next is the records that you'll keep. Record keeping is one of those peripheral areas that comes with the teaching profession. Doing great things for students is first and foremost. However, failure to handle the record keeping causes bottlenecks and can quickly make a teacher unpopular with coworkers. Do you know your responsibility in each of the following areas? Attendance and tardies, the lunch count, cumulative records, report cards and progress reports, parent conference notes, phone conference records, professional development hours, sick day, professional day, funeral observance, etc., and the forms for those, expense reports, purchase orders. Next is the systems you'll create. Simple systems make the classroom operate smoothly. Do you have a plan for preparing the following items? Substitute folder, mailbox system for the students, portfolio system, creating classes in a learning management system such as Google Classroom, curriculum folders, lesson plans, the gradebook. Next is the procedures that you'll follow. Every school operates differently. Soon, procedures will be second nature, but initially you'll have a great deal to learn. A good mentor will help you learn how your new school handles this checklist of topics. Legal responsibilities, such as IEPs and 504 plans. Norms of the school, such as how the day begins, transition between classes, how we go to assemblies, how daily dismissal operates. Duties, such as bus duty or lunchroom duty. What about school discipline policy? Procedures for sending students out of the room for discipline. Allowing students to work in the room alone. Allowing students to go to the media center or computer lab to work alone. The policy for sending notes home. The policy for when there are visitors at your school. Do you send them to the office to sign in? Do they wear badges, etc.? You need to know this. Bus schedules and duties. What to do with students who arrive to school early. What to do with students who miss the bus home. How to order supplies. Procedures for using machines. Are there, for example, codes, specific times, aides who do the copying, etc.? How to sign out audiovisual equipment. How to sign out computers or tablet carts. Procedures for rainy days. How to get your paycheck or pay stub. The location of the coffee and vending machines. Procedures for emergency drills. Procedures for attending conferences or seminars. Required paperwork for yourself. Required paperwork to send home to families. Next is the town where you'll teach. Are you new to the community? Explore your new surroundings. In particular, become familiar with attractions that will make living there more enjoyable. Do you know how to locate the district office? What about the location of other district schools? The location of the public library? The location of nearby museums? The location of movie theaters? The location of the teacher supply store? Next is the contact information you'll need. When you need help, it's often a phone call away. The question is whether or not you have the needed phone number at hand. Do you know contacting information for each of the following people or departments? The school, the principal, your mentor, grade level partners, the substitute line, the human resources department, the district office, the payroll department, the PTA or PTO president, other staff members, parents of all of the students. And do you need a code to call out from your classroom or the school? Next is the learning environment you will structure. The first day is approaching. Have you prepared the following items? Bulletin boards, learning centers, classroom bookcases, your name outside the door, class list outside the door, student name tags for desk, cubbies, the locker area or hooks, a seating chart, schedule, sufficient desks and chairs. Next is the supplies you will need. Where to find a box of staples is a little thing. When the stapler runs out in the middle of a project, being able to locate where staples are stored becomes a big thing. Have you secured or know where to get the following supplies for your classroom? The digital plan book, how to access it and instructions for use. The digital grade book, how to access and instructions for use. Textbooks and teacher materials. The school calendar, including holidays and testing dates. Keys to the classroom, desk, filing cabinets, and closet. Copy paper, lined paper, graph paper, construction paper, note card, staplers and staples, chart paper, erasers, tape and dispenser, sticky notes, paper clips, whiteboard markers and erasers, pens, pencils, manila file folders, hanging folders and plastic tabs, pocket folders, rubber bands, scissors, rulers, glue and glue sticks, crayons, markers, composition books. The list could go on and on. Next is the cooperation you will foster. parents are your allies. You each play a role in helping young people grow to be responsible adults. Do you have a checklist for school-to-home communication that includes emergency forms, classroom rules and policies for discipline, homework and grading, state testing times and procedures, volunteer forms, field trip chaperone information, email templates, newsletters, classroom website, homework website, voicemail setup? Little things are big things. You'll likely find nothing on this checklist to be difficult. The difficulty lies in thinking through all the little things that add up to a successful start in a new place. Thankfully, you didn't have to make the list. Alvin Toffler is noted for the following quote, "You've got to think about the big things while you're doing the small things so that all the small things go in the right direction. As you begin a new school year in a new place, may all the small things go in the right direction for you. May the little things that you do to prepare for the day when the buses roll help you to accomplish the big things in your future." Thanks for stopping by. If you find this content helpful, here's how you can make sure you never miss a thing. Come over to the blog post. First, you're going to find this entire checklist that we just talked about in writing. In the text of the blog post, you're also going to see a button where you can join the email list. You'll also see buttons where you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to the YouTube channel. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.